Hello, Gemini friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Gemini September 2022 Astrology Top 5 Things to Know Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com. That's the interface for all the free goodies I make for you each month. You don't want to miss anything that I make for you to help you make the most of the starry possibilities. You can find that link in the notes underneath the video or the podcast. This is for you if Gemini is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement of Gemini you're watching for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture for this month and beyond. And if you're a very late degree Gemini, so if your birthday is around June 15th through the rest of the sign, or you have placements around 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, then I suggest you additionally listen to my Cancer report, because for your very late degree friends, the Gemini and Cancer reports will have pieces for you. Let's go right into the top five things to talk about for this month to make you well equipped to make the most of the energies and align with the planetary rhythms. The first very, very, very exciting thing to note is that we've got six trines this month, okay? So the sweet, salty profile of the month is about equal. So there's a little bit of neutrality in the stars that way. We've got half the influences are ones where the planets are playing nicely. We've got half of them where they're a little bit speed bumpy. But those trines are very, very powerful, and they really do dominate the month. So from September 11th through the end of the month, we've got that series of six trines. Five of those six trines are earth signs. In earth signs. And this is incredibly powerful for tangible manifestation, emotional and physical security, anything having to do with money. And the houses that are aspected for you all are your home and family and housing and real estate houses. So those will get extra blessings. You're also having your intimate relationships and your shared money houses. So inheritances, sweepstakes, even winning money, investments, anything having to do with debt relief or paying credit off, taxes, loans, those kind of things. So if you've been trying to get a loan or you're trying to do something important with your money or housing or houses, you're going to have a ton of extra support at this time through those trines and through the transits. Additionally, there is so much energy around manifestation of managing your mind and clearing out some doubts and fears and even addictions. So if you are a Gemini that's all over the place, which all the Geminis I know are, it could be very helpful to you to make some headway in building some grounding cords for yourself. Okay, so Gemini energy moves in a spiral, and it's over here, it's over here, it's over here, it's over here, and it's always going to be that way. So, Geminis can be in their most happiest, highest expression when they can build a grounding cord. And those grounding cords can come through spiritual practices like meditation, like getting in touch with your breath, like, you know, yoga. You know, there are so many ways that you can get in your body and out of your mind. And you might make some breakthroughs in those areas at this time, because those are areas of your chart that are being aspected by these beautiful earth trines. Okay, so you've got for most of the month possibilities for kisses coming in those places, spiritual breakthroughs and more. And there is another trine, a sixth trine. In the days around September 28th, there's an air trine, including Mars in Gemini, which is your sign. So this is very exciting. Mars in Gemini is going to unite with Saturn, the taskmaster, the bringer of long-term gains, in the form of a trine. And that can bring amazing blessings, which can come in the form of communication, manifestation. It can come from any hard work you've done in the past, manifesting in a big way. This also can have to do with travel or publishing or international connections or anything having to do with writing or teaching or learning education. You could figure out the perfect thing that you want to do with your life and then find your perfect education program. Or you could have figured that out and now you're going back to a program that you know, had been in or had purchased before. There's definitely a strong energy around education that links directly to your vitality, your inspiration, and also you expressing how you are and who you are. Most Geminis have a lot to say and a lot to express, and they are natural teachers. So this is this is a time when that expression can be accentuated and you might really shine either in a short-term project or with Saturn being involved here. It could be something you've been working on for a while that starts to gel for you. So that's exciting. So everyone will get those kisses, but anyone close to 19 degrees will get an extra kiss from that Mars-Saturn trine. So we'll say 14 degrees through 24 degrees, the closer to 19 degrees, the bigger the kiss. So that's going to be around June 4th or 5th through June 14th or 15th, and the closer to like June 9th or 10th, the more of a kiss you get from that aspect. Okay, so lots of goodies there. That's why I wanted to start out with that. Let's just kind of segue right into the second point, which is that we are stepping into eclipse season. If you followed my work for a while or you're otherwise familiar with eclipses, eclipses tend to bring us on track more by clearing out karma and helping us step into our dharma, which is our highest expression this lifetime. Sometimes patterns that have been a problem for your whole life can evaporate like that with an eclipse. And we are definitely in this process of clearing through a lot of gunk from your subconscious mind, your health sectors, you know, your spiritual versus your logical expression. And so although those eclipses are not going to be until October and November officially, 4 to 6 weeks before the first eclipse in the series, which will be covering all of September, is when eclipse season starts, and that's when all of this starts to activate. So you can think back to the end of last year, you can think back to the spring of this year or fall for you all down under, and see the themes that came up then. You might notice that those types of themes are coming up again now. Now, everybody is likely to experience things involving me versus we, my money versus our money, my resources and self-sufficiency versus our resources and self-sufficiency, and the shuffling around of money and finances, because the Taurus and Scorpio energies rule those things. So you might start to see those storylines get very strong here in September, even though the actual eclipses aren't until October or November. And there is this thing that goes along with eclipse season where we feel like we're getting constantly electrocuted by having our fingers stuck in an electric socket. Anxiety, your nerves can be frayed, sleep can be interrupted, you might need more supplements, you know, and in general, Geminis have to protect your respiratory system. Gemini rules the respiratory system, and so partly from being all over the place and being social and interacting with a lot of people and just kind of in general running yourself ragged, you have to be more careful, especially, you know, with the types of things that are going around these days. So just kind of give extra attention during this time to your health and just to trying to rest, because sleep might be a little bit sparser because of the eclipse energy. And also, this kind of general feeling of either foreboding or excited anticipation or both, the feeling that change is coming, and change, even if it's something we want, can be kind of scary. So you might just kind of start to feel that looming over you in September. And now that I've explained it, it can help to give a little bit of, you know, rhyme, reason to the rhyme, or however we say that, rhyme to your reason. So it's, you know, I think it's always helpful to know that something's going on so that when it happens, you're not like, hey, what's going on? Why do I feel this way? Why is everything all whacked out? So that would be why. There are a lot of things that aren't the best to do during the retrograde energies, and we have multiple of them now. So Mercury will be retrograde from around September 10th through around October 1st, and the pre-shadow period starts around August 21st, and the post-shadow period goes until October 16th. So essentially from August 21st through October 16th, we're covered in Mercury retrograde. Then we have the beginnings of the Mars retrograde cycle. Okay, so those beautiful, glorious tides going out that we had in June, July, and most of August, that is shifting very rapidly now. And we are now back into our be the spider and let the food come to you. You know, be on the shore and let the tides roll into you what they may, rather than trying to launch your boat out to sea against the tides and paddle, paddle, paddle and make yourself crazy and then get frustrated, which is a keynote of the retrogrades if you try to force things. So, you know, it's not the time to try to send things out far and wide or to try to put yourself out far and wide energetically or literally. It's the time to really deal with things that are right in front of you. It's the time to address things that have been squeaking for attention that maybe you've been too distracted or too otherwise busy to deal with. So that pile up of recycling, you know, fixing the roof, the, you know, getting your garden dealt with, stuff that's piled up on your desk and just, you know, kind of in your day-to-day experience. And also that's your energy field. You know, if your health and your relationships, anything that needs some attention that you've just been so busy doing, the retrogrades are going to give you opportunity to take care of those types of things. And the more you can be proactive, then the more you have a chance of having less drama, because if you see, you know, the squeaky wheel is wanting some attention, then, you know, you can catch it before the wheel falls off kind of situation. So even though the retrogrades aren't great for certain things, they are great for staycations, rest, relaxation, revisiting, redoing, editing. This particular cycle, September through March, is going to be amazing for writing and communicating. Geminis often are prolific expressors through thought, through word, through written mode. And you might find that you're extra prolific in these areas at this time, or working on a project in the backdrop to be launched in the spring of 2023 or fall for you all down under. And that would be very good use of the energy, is to work behind the scenes for a future launch or to revise something that's already out. And take calm action on unfinished business and proactively clear up things that you know will become problems if you don't address them. It's notoriously fantastic for inner work, because the tides do tend to roll back patterns and things that we have kind of swept under the rug. So, you know, if that fight with your mom, that situation with your kid, that argument with your spouse is coming up again, maybe you can make some causal headway or change some ways that you're communicating in order to try to make better outcomes. And this could also be taking parenting classes. You know, education is featuring very strongly right now. So teaching, learning, finding a perfect school program, anything that has to do with educating yourself for future work or for getting closer to the things you want. So, you know, there are so many resources that are available to improve your communication. Now, in general, Geminis tend to have really great prolific communication. They will say things in a stream of consciousness way, so you'll know what they're thinking, you know, which is helpful, because if you know where someone's coming from, it's easier to, you know, get on the same page with them or work things through. But there's always room for improvement in communication, and you may find that any effort spent on any of this at this time, whether it's through writing classes or parenting classes or through just general speaking classes, you know, this type of thing can really benefit you at this time. Also researching things, okay? This is really great, and Geminis tend to love researching, so you're going to find that there's a lot of things going into research. And since Mars is going to be retrograde, you know, in your house of your physical body, in your house of how you present yourself out to the world, you might want to research things about your image, things about your vocation, things about ways that you want to walk in the world. And you could take some small steps, but if it's something that's a big step or a big initiation, you might want to keep those in the backdrop rather than making them super public. It's kind of a time to work in the backdrop, work in a private hidden space until you can get things out with the better energies where the tides are rolling out. Okay, so we talked about eclipse season, we talked about the trines, we talked about the retrogrades. Those are three. The fourth thing I wanted to talk about is the personal planet movements and how those will be specifically affecting Gemini. So the Sun and Venus and also Mercury will retrograde back into Virgo. So there is lots of energy of Virgo, and this is super helpful for Gemini. In some ways, it doesn't feel that way. These planets, they make a square with your placement, which is a little point of tension. So it's kind of making you focus, making you rein it in, making you get directed. And that doesn't always feel great for a Gemini, but it might feel good. You know, it might feel good to be a little bit reined in. So a lot of things around your home and family and childhood, or home-based projects, if you're homeschooled or homeschooling, or if you're working from home, it looks like the energy of home and housing and family is factoring in very strongly at this time. So you might be spending more time trying to see to things in one of those areas of life, and that you're kind of having to be diligent. Or maybe you're just getting back from a summer or winter, for all you all down under, of travel. And you're just kind of getting into your routine, getting into your school or work flow. But it looks like something is kind of getting really routine, getting grounded, getting organized. And although it is a little bit against your natural grain, I think it will feel good. Okay, so along with that, top things to know. Let's see if there's something else I want to talk about there. We do still have Jupiter moving through Aries. This is going to be happening until the spring of next year or fall for you all down under. And although we have a brief dip back into Pisces for a short amount of time, Jupiter's never going to leave the energy of fire completely. So that turns out to be a fantastic thing for Geminis because it is making a sextile, which is a 60 degree angle, which is a very favorable angle. And so even though Jupiter's in retrograde, it's giving you lots of opportunities to evaluate your friendships, evaluate your groups, evaluate yourself as part of a group, your creative expression contributing to a larger expression or a bigger voice or a community-based project or your tribe or your friendships or something involved with, you know, groups or community. Jupiter is really working hard to make you ask the questions that will make you take the actions that will help to expand these spaces. So that is still very active, and Jupiter still making trines, especially for you early degree friends. So if you are a May-born Gemini, then you're getting a very extended series of kisses from Jupiter as it's moved forward, and then it will move backwards and then move forward again, all in the early degree space. But the rest of the Geminis are not left out. You're still getting cascades of positive flow from the fire energy. And next year, like January through May, every Gemini will get their kiss from Jupiter. So you don't have to worry about that. And those of you who are in the early degree, you'll get kisses again, but everyone else will get the June born will get your kisses next year. So nobody will be left out. Okay, so the last thing that I wanted to talk about is the Libra new moon on September 25th. So new moons are new chances to have new chapters, plant new seeds, have new experiences, and Libra's the energy of partnership. And Mercury is going to be retrograde partly in the sign of Libra, so it's bringing relationships front and center. Things from the past, good things from the past, can also happen. It doesn't just have to be conflicts or challenges from the past. It could be love from the past coming back to you. It could also be love returning within your current relationship, or vitality or fun or romance returning to your current relationship. There's a strong energetic line of that for you. And since the energy in Libra is a nice angle for you, both the Mercury transit and the new moon in Libra are making a trine for all of the air placements, and Gemini is included in that. So everyone can get goodies from that. So hopefully you'll get some partnership and relationship blessings. And if you're trying to plant seeds for improving your relationships in the future, you can use the energy around September 25th for your new moon wishes on the topics of partnership and relationship. So everyone will get the kisses, but once again, those of you who are in the early degree placements, you guys are actually getting some extra kisses from the new moon. So Mayborn, closer to 2 degrees, the better, will get extra kisses from Mercury and the new moon. But again, please hear me, because sometimes people will say, what about me? I'm a June born. Well, don't worry. You also have the cascade of energy from the air signs in general trining you. Even if you're not getting the direct hit to make it more personalized, the opportunities are still there for you, so no one's being left out from it. So it can be a very glorious or important time to have breakthroughs in your relationship space. Okay, so I've given you lots to work with to help you make the most of the energies this month and to help you understand the energetic patterns at work and play. And if you'd like more resources, I've got all of these here. You can additionally go to the little more button, the little arrow underneath the bottom right of the video, click on that, and all of the links that I'm giving you here will be clickable, right? So if you're looking for reading options, including a beautiful, very detailed 45-minute audio of your birth chart for $33 from my brilliant husband, you can find that at anniebclarity.com. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. This is where you can access running a free birth chart. This is where you access my 28-day in-depth virtual coaching program called Shine for free. This is also where you'll find tons of blogs, and you get lots of other perks for being on my newsletter list. If you're looking for written horoscopes by me, always up a month early, you can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. If you haven't seen this site, go to it. It is so beautiful. We've got me and my team have lots of amazing astrology-inspired blogs and healthy living blogs. We've got hypnosis for all the signs. We've got healing frequencies for all the signs. I've got the written horoscopes that I write. We have yoga for all the signs. So it's just a very beautiful, comprehensive site. If you're looking for free courses on how to manifest money and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, L-U-M-L-I-F-E. You can also find my astrology education courses here, including my behemoth of a master course called Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, which you can fully utilize even if you don't want to be a professional astrologer, but it certainly will get you up to the level where you could be and show you how to make your business a success. And payment plans are available there too. Now, I've also got two books out and more on the way, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. You will find this on the bookshelves in all major booksellers, including All the Books a Million, all the Barnes and Nobles. It's right there on the shelf. Plus, you can get it on Amazon and through any independent bookseller. And you can find Radical Prayer on Amazon, and you can order it anywhere as well. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!